I'm Nick Spitzer. Our program this hour devoted to Creole music and musicians. Many New Orleans jazz musicians left for Chicago and New York City in the 1920s and 30s as the cosmopolitan jazz age went global. By the late 1940s, New Orleans traditional jazz had been supplanted up north by swing and bebop. But banjoist and producer Danny Barker put together some New York sessions to play early Creole jazz with Albert Nicholas on clarinet and vocals, James Johnson piano, and Pops Foster on bass. It's a vendor's song about selling hot rice cakes, bel cala, and especially a good deal on onions.
Les oignons, tout de bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Les oignons, tout de bon marché. C'est l'ici, c'est l'ici. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Pour coucher,
oui, madame.
Pour pas monter,
non, madame.
Belle cala toujours, belle cala toujours, belle cala, belle cala toujours, belle cala toujours, belle cala toujours, belle cala, belle cala toujours.
This is Lloyd Price, and you're listening to American Roots Radio. And it's R-O-U-T-E-S, not R-O-O-T-S.
Well, now, hey, everybody, come and stand in line. I'm your frog leg man, come on by. See, I don't live here. I got frog legs coming by a few. Frog legs, frog legs. I'm your frog leg man. Stop.
come on out here and buy it from me. Cause frog legs, frog legs, I'm your frog leg man.
Messing around. The Mississippi deep and wide.
Everybody.
The Mississippi deep and wide.
Everybody.
It's a sad day when the fool jump in. Shock em if you don't pay.
Everybody.
They better leave my wife alone.
Everybody.
They better leave my wife alone.
Everybody.
If I catch you, you're dead and gone. Shock em if you don't pay.
Everybody.
Oh, the monkey got a pretty face. Got a pretty face.
Everybody.
Just look in the looking glass and you would see the monkey got a pretty face. I get you, you dead and don't chock a more feel okay.
Everybody.
Oh, the monkey got a pretty face. Yeah, the monkey got a pretty face. Just look in the looking glass and you will see the monkey got a pretty face.
Charlie Gabriel on sax with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band on a Mardi Gras Indian song turned R&B. Chaco Mo Feel Now Hey. Before that, the New Orleans R&B hero Lloyd Price, 1953, outselling Frog Legs. Horn player Charlie Gabriel's roots are in New Orleans traditional jazz, but he made a name for himself playing with Lionel Hampton and Aretha Franklin.
I love you. I really do. I think I love you. And you think that we are true.
Charlie learned how to play saxophone and clarinet from his father. He grew up in the Crescent City, playing in local bands at age 11. As a teen, his family moved to Detroit, where he lived for almost 60 years before returning home to New Orleans to play with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
When I went to France with Rita Franklin back in 1969, and when I got off the bandstand, a guy walked up and he said to me, "Say, you from New Orleans?" I said, "No, I'm not from New Orleans, man." I said, "I'm from Detroit." And I wasn't denying New Orleans, but I felt that I've been in Detroit since 48, and this 1969, I'm at Rita Franklin Big Band, and he got very angry, and he shook his head at me, and he said, "You from New Orleans, because it's in your music." I didn't know who I was until that man told me. My great-grandfather was named Narcisse Gabriel, and he hailed from Singer Dominguez. They moved into New Orleans around 1856.
He is a musician.
Yes, right. My great-grandfather was a bass player. They were playing, doing operas and things in the 1800s. And my grandfather was playing trumpet with the National Jazz Band back in 1902. My dad was a drummer, and my mother played saxophone. My sister Florence played piano and she played saxophone. She was playing before I was born with my daddy. Then my brother Martin played piano and he played trumpet. And my brother Arthur played trumpet. Leonard played trombone. Elder played piano. Joe played bass. And I played saxophone and clarinet.
At what point do you go out and play in public?
I started playing music back in 1943.
So you'd have been about, what, 11?
11 years old. And the war was going on.
World War II.
And a lot of the musician was in service during that time. So all the people that were left back here were older musicians. They had families and things. But I'm 11 years old. So they would call my dad and say, "We got a job for you." My dad said, no, I'm working, but you can take the kid." That's how I started playing so early. And those guys took good care of me.
So when you first go out there, this is Eureka Jazz Band.
Eureka Jazz Band. That's the first job I started playing with.
Was it in a club? A
funeral.
You played a funeral to start.
My first job was a funeral.
What does a jazz funeral look like from the eyes of an 11-year-old?
Being here in New Orleans, you get familiar around that type of environment. There wasn't nothing strange about that,
right.
See. And we never play nothing up tempo while we have the body in our presence. And when we release the body from our presence and leave the cemetery, we pick up the tune, the hymn, up tempo to make the people feel good. And then people in the street join on in and start the second line.
There you go.
We had all the ingredients down here to nurse this music. We had all the different nationalities, because New Orleans was one of the largest seaports in the country, and all the slaves, everybody came to New Orleans. That's why you say it's the gumbo state, the jumbo, because everybody, all them different cultures, it's in New Orleans. Now it's a national treasure we call American jazz.
What is it that led your family and you to leave, you know, when you were, 14 and go to Detroit?
You know, my younger brothers and sister had decided to give my mother a better lifestyle and then take her to California for a better lifestyle.
A lot of New Orleans people went there.
Yeah, and they were looking for a better lifestyle and get out of the segregation and all of that, being segregated at that time. Well, by them being young, in the early 20s, decided to take the long route, you know, and go to Chicago and all that. They're young people, 23 and 24 years old. But when they got to Detroit, they broke down. So they had to go to work. to fix the automobile, and the war was going on at that time, about 1941. So what they did, working in the factory, because they had a lot of tanks and things to be made.
All the defense plant work.
I had my mother to come to Detroit. But my father told my mother, he said, y'all can go to Detroit, but you can't take Charles, because he can stay here because I'm teaching him.
What was he teaching you?
Teaching me the clarinet. He was teaching me music, teaching me harmony, he was teaching me theory. I used to get so angry with him. I told him, I said, God darn, Daddy, they got good musicians all over the world. They are bringing me back to New Orleans. And he said, boy, you're wet behind the ear. But I realized what he meant by that. The musician in New Orleans, they are very, very special musicians. They play with so much feeling.
You start with traditional jazz, you work your way through bebop, through big band soul, you work your way around the world with all kinds of music. You know, I mean, you're throwing in stuff from your entire life.
Yeah, it's things that I have learned over a period of time, playing with different musicians, a piece from here and a piece from there. But when I get to play my solo, I play what I have experienced in life. It's like an artist with a paintbrush in his hand with a canvas and some paint, and he goes up and starts painting a picture.
Was it being a singer versus, you know, playing the instrument? You seem to smile and love your way.
Songs. That's a funny thing, you know. I got to sing one time. I was in Germany with Clyde Wilson and them. And they said, man, won't you sing a song? I said, man, I don't sing. He said, well, you might know some song to sing. I said, yeah. Oh, I'll sit right down and write myself a letter. So he said, okay, let's kick it off for him. I want to sit right down and write myself a letter and may believe it came from you. So after I got through and everything, you know, I told my brother, you know, Elliot, I say, I sung this song on this record. Man, what you think of it? He said, Charles, you used to sing more. I said, why? Because you sing so funny.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
It's a compliment only a brother could give.
Oh, you sing so funny. Oh, man.
I said, sweet, sweet substitute, babe. My sweet substitute. She tell me she minds all mine. Cause every day, good love is blind. She got some winning way. Keep my head in the day. My little fruit is sweet and cute. I love my sweet substitute. Don't want no regular. I love my sweet substitute.
So when you come back and I guess around 2009, is it to play at Preservation Hall and come home?
Oh, I came to definitely come back to play with the band, period. But I had already made my mind up I was going to come back anyway. See, so I always have said I want to go back home when I close my eyes. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to be on my own turf, you know, and I'm so thankful God had given me that blessing to be at home. And I love New Orleans. I never did leave New Orleans mentally.
Come with me to a New Orleans. What a city you will see.
all your dreams will come true. And New Orleans.
You're 84 years old?
85.
So you look great. Has music helped you stay in great shape? I mean, you're playing Preservation Hall. How many nights a week? How many sets? you're working hard.
It's the people themselves that energize you. If you really love one another and you share your gift with them and they share their gift with you, it keeps you young and happy.
Show you a great time. All your dreams will come true with me by your side.
Thank you so much for visiting with me and sharing some of your life.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
All right.
What a city you will see. All your dreams will come true.
Now that is holding the note. Our conversation with New Orleans Creole octogenarian clarinet and sax player Charlie Gabriel of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. If you think Charlie Gabriel is a funny singer, check out Tom Waits doing some New Orleans jazz repertoire when American Roots returns.